All right, hey brother on three.
Hey brother on three. You ready?
Yep.
Three, two, one.
Hey brother! And welcome everyone to the world's grungiest Hermione Granger quiz ever.
Grungy?
Yeah, this is like her grunge era.
Oh!
You know, like post-war, like I'm just tired, like, you know.
You think she went like a little dark?
Just not like dark, just sort of like, I'm tired of being so proper all the time.
Oh,
like, we just won a war, like I'm just gonna do whatever I want.
So punk rock Hermione.
Punk rock
she's
Hermione.
She's in her Reputation era. She dyes her hair black.
Yeah.
All right.
There
I could see, she got that taste while she was polyjuiced as Bellatrix.
Right.
It was kind of like, mm-hmm. like, I don't like what she stands for, but her style.
Right, like she's walking down the street, she's like, people giving me some looks.
Not so bad, we'll
not
go with
so
it.
Bad.
All right, grungy Hermione, let's go for it.
Hey, brother!
We've officially angered the five people that exist in the middle of the Venn diagram of grunge fans and SCB watchers. In case you're new to the Jaybird's Ben format, this
here's
is how
it's going
to
work.
Look at you guys. Everybody knows my lines.
Everyone knows the words.
They're not new to the Jaybird's Ben format, but in case you are, this is how it is going to work. Kangaroo Cat is on the other end of the microphone. She's going to be reading us today's 10 standard questions plus an additional 5 from our quiz masters. We also have present Quizabelle and Ethansers.
Woo! Submit your votes down below for what Kangaroo Cat should be named that actually has to do with a quiz.
Kangaroo Cat for eternity, that's my vote. Ben and I will have to answer all the questions completely from memory, but if we don't know, then Cat can give us the answer, not the answers.
The answers.
She can give us the multiple choice. If you want to play along with us, there's a link in the description down below. Let's go!
Question one. In Chamber of Secrets, why was Hermione only petrified and not killed by the basilisk?
Oh, my handwriting immediately went out the door.
Because she was needed for the next, like, 4 books.
Because she was a main character.
Yeah.
They
also,
don't die
no one
later.
Else was killed.
Wow, this is just atrocious. Okay, you ready? 3, 2, 1.
Saw it in a mirror.
She saw it in a mirror. Saw its reflection in a mirror.
Warning, Penelope Clearwater.
It's so convenient for everybody who is in the halls that they were conveniently looking through something every single time.
It's both one of those things that I find to be like fun when you realize like, oh, there was a reason why like none of them were killed because they're all looking through a thing.
Right.
But then it's also like,
why were they all looking through?
What are the odds of that?
What an ineffective basilisk.
Yeah.
Well, per y'all's theory about everything, it's because Dumbledore set allowed the Chamber of Secrets to be reopened.
Yeah.
It did not allow children to be killed by the basilisk.
Yes.
Set up a bunch of reflective surfaces everywhere.
He's like, you know what Hogwarts has always needed? Fun house mirrors.
Yeah. The problem I always have with it is that it feels like glasses should count as not seeing it directly in the eye, and yet Moaning Myrtle is like the one person it managed to kill.
Yeah.
And she has glasses.
She could have taken her glasses off to
or
cry.
Maybe they're like Ben glasses. Myrtle's just faking.
Illusion there, Ben.
That's why Olive
Hornby. I wonder how many people just went, wait, what?
What?
This is why Olive Hornby's making fun of Myrtle's glasses, because they're not real.
Oh, could be.
Man.
She was trying to be a hipster way before hipsters were a thing.
Exactly. She's like, I'm just going to wear glasses to look cool.
Okay, so honestly, yeah, just to like bring the whole conversation full circle, like looking through things, it is kind of one of those things where it's like, Moaning Myrtle, who was the first, like, victim number one of the basilisk, is being made fun of because she has glasses.
Yeah.
And it does stand to reason that, like, it seems ridiculous for that to be the thing when the reason that everybody else was protected was because they were looking through things.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know lots of people who take their glasses off to sob uncontrollably.
Yeah. For sure.
I always take my glasses off before crying.
Question two. What does SPEW, the organization Hermione founded to advocate for the rights of house elves, stand for?
It's the worst acronym.
It really is.
What about Gestate, guys?
It's not as bad as Gestate.
Gestate's not great.
I just can't imagine being like, you know what'll really get people behind my movement? Spew.
I know. I think I do the same thing every time this question arises, and I use it, and it's gonna be one of those things where I think we were doing a Disney quiz, and it was doing Epcot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's experimental.
Experimental prototype city of tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Prototype
community of tomorrow.
But is that right?
Yes.
Does it
yes.
go experimental to prototype?
Yes.
Okay.
I think prototype was the word you got wrong.
Oh. Yeah. All right, well, in that case, the question is, which of these did I get wrong this time? So,
Ben, I'll give you a bonus point if you just write what Jarvis stands for instead of what this stands for.
Is it not the case that Jarvis doesn't mean something?
No, we've asked that question before.
It's much more of a backronym, though, where he definitely just decided to call it Jarvis and then came up with an acronym.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Well, in that case, SPEW, of course, stands for the Society for the
Promotion of Elfish Welfare.
It is promotion, not protection. I'm so sorry.
The promotion.
It is.
You got it.
Yes.
Oh yeah. My God. Boom. I knew it. It's exactly what it was. Even the P.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So sorry.
Ben can't remember a P.
Alrighty, and now it is time for the first Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Amanda B., Tara Walker, Sarah Makiyama, Law Ninja, and Erica Stokes, and voted on by patrons.
Go voted on by patrons.
Woo!
Amanda, Tara, Sarah?
Yep. Ninja and Erica.
I'm just going to write
if you want to keep them all A's. What incantation caused Hermione's teeth to enlarge and grow past her chin?
Oh dear.
It's in Goblet of Fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You got this, Ben. Just follow that roadmap.
If it helps, I've never seen this word before in my life.
That doesn't help.
It kind of helps.
This is a good question.
I think I've got it right, or at least that this spell is present in that situation.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay. Like, if you guys are unsure, then I feel certain in my unsureness.
Okay.
Okay, so ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
So, furunculus.
Oh, gorgeous.
It is Densaggio. I don't know.
Densaggio?
Densaggio.
Densaggio. So not pronunculus.
Okay.
I was gonna say like orthodontio or something.
Orthodontio.
Question 4. How many classes did Hermione take during her third year at Hogwarts? Bonus point if you can name them all.
Oh man.
Just a bonus point.
It's just a bonus point. You don't have to do it.
But obviously we have to try.
I mean, yeah, you have to try.
Do you not normally try?
They have to try.
It's just so.
No, yeah, I know.
I think he's just saying it's going to be a pain in the buttocks.
Just do better. I don't know.
Yeah, hold on. I'm one away.
I know which one you're missing.
You know which one I'm missing?
I'm almost certain. I'm going to say... I bet that this one.
We should get an official thinking cap for moments like this.
No, I definitely don't think it's that one. I remember that because you're confusing it with the other one.
Give him the rat. Bring back the pile of rats from the Goblet of Fire.
Hey, do you want your thinking rat?
Okay. Now it's like I've thought of like so many. Let's see.
I feel like you're gonna forget one of the obvious ones.
I know. That's my that I'm gonna forget.
One of the core.
I'm like, oh, Jarbs.
Oh, Jarbs.
Spoiler alert.
Like, oh crap! I did miss Jarbs.
Ben's like, how do I strategically write this down without anybody seeing?
It's like nobody pay attention.
That would be the most sneaky like fishing for answers ever.
Yeah, hilariously, charms will be listed as my 12th item, but it was because I started at 12 and worked backwards.
Okay.
So it will be listed as my last one, but I did write it first.
Yeah.
We've got the recording to fact check you.
You can.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I got it.
I knew it. Shouldn't give him so much time. 1, 2, 3.
12.
12.
It is 12. In fact, Ben said it a minute ago.
Oh, did he?
And Jay did not register it. I was like,
12 was not the problem. We've done enough, like, Percy was using a time turner theories that I know 12.
But he did literally give you the answer, which is funny.
He literally did, yeah.
I didn't even hear him.
Hold on. I said the last one I thought you didn't remember would be Muggle stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to think I forgot Ancient Runes.
Oh, no. Okay. I got Ancient Runes.
Okay. So we've got Arithmancy, Astronomy, Care of Magical Creatures, Charms, Defense Against the Dark Arts, Divination, Herbology, History of Magic, Muggle Studies, Potions, Study of Ancient Runes, and Transfiguration.
Got them all!
Got them!
Boom!
Bonus points each!
Man, I was getting, honestly, job,
it was History of Magic, which weirdly we were talking about this week.
Yeah, well, yeah. What's funny is, yeah, Muggle Studies and History of Magic were like where my brain sort of was like, wait, I have them!
What is it?
I have all of them!
Yeah.
Good job. Alrighty, question five. What was Hermione's reasoning for wanting to visit Godric's Hollow?
I know. Okay.
Your guys' thinking posture is totally different. Jonathan gets so like scrunched, and Ben like.
This is probably some version of like a fight or flight type of like response where it's sort of like, I don't know the answer, make myself bigger as a defense mechanism.
I was going to say, it's wild how consistent you both are like across videos though.
That's interesting.
The amount of times that the question is asked and Jay's like, and Jeanette's like,
just my brain turns the static. No, it's like, I think I just want to be thinking out loud, but I don't want to give anything away to Jay.
Which one of you has the brain cell today?
I think I've got this right.
Jay thinks it's him.
I know the exact line that she says in response.
I know.
Because like, Harry goes to her and he's like, last ditch effort, I'm going to throw this out one more time. And then she's all like, I think so too.
Yes,
and he's like,
so too.
He's like, wait, what?
Well, huh?
Jove, I think he's cracked it.
Okay. I have an answer. have an answer?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Maybe Dumbledore left the sword there.
Yes, it's Sword of Gryffindor. Godric's Hollow was named for Godric.
Yeah, she wanted to look for the Sword of Gryffindor. Correct.
Yay!
Boom!
All right. Man, I was like, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. And I was like, wait, did she want to look for the grave of Ignotus Peverell? No, I don't think that's it.
She discovers the grave.
Discovers it. And also sees the symbol there.
And that's what makes them want to go to.
Maybe Fiona Bagshot has it because she was friends with my parents and something. Yeah.
Yeah. And Harry's secretly like, I didn't want to tell Hermione.
Harry's like, I just want to see my parents' graves.
I just want to see their graves.
Oh man, like something you should never have to justify though.
Yeah. Right?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Voldemort reads him like a book. He's like, Harry's gonna come see his parents' graves. That's obvious. That's so obvious. Why don't you go, Nagini, go live in that lady's body or something?
Yikes!
Don't you mean his mom?
Yeah, that's right. His mom, as per ChatGPT's theory.
Wait, was that one of them?
That Fiona Bagshot was his real mom.
Which, Jay's
really? I thought you were saying Nagini was his real mom!
Well, her venom is part of the rebirthing potion, so in a way...
Yikes.
They do refer to it as milking Nagini.
They do.
Which is gross.
So she would be Voldemort's mom, not Harry's.
Right, yeah, no, that was the theory, that Mathilda is Voldemort's mom.
Oh, I thought you were saying Mathilda was Harry's mom.
Yeah.
It's like, no, we know who that is.
He's not an orphan.
Yeah.
Well, until he is.
Well, actually, to be fair, I thought you were saying that Nagini was Harry's mom.
Oh, boy.
I thought you were saying too. Oh my gosh. Okay. And now it's time for the second Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Haley Wright and voted on by patrons, spelled Haleigh.
I thought you were spelling Hayla. Voted on by patrons. I was Hayla. Like, that is not how
I immediately
spell that.
Read that in the Jamie Tard voice.
Yeah. Haley.
Haley. Keela.
Keela.
All right. What book gave Hermione the information about the basilisk in Chamber of Secrets?
What book?
Yes.
These books are always like so, like, exactly what they are.
Oh yeah.
Magic most evil.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll give you a mini hint. You're not wrong about that.
Yeah.
It is exactly what it sounds like.
Right.
That was
dangerous
a good hint,
beasts
Ethan.
And where to find them.
Written by Newt's commander's brother.
Yeah.
In a book called There's a Big Hole Under Your School and It Might Have a Big Snake in It.
Yeah. Ripped it right out of a library book.
Hermione would never rip a book.
Oh, she does.
This one is found in her petrified hand.
This is literally what she does.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
Is take a
that is not book loving.
Ridiculous.
That is not book loving behavior.
It is not.
No, it's
studious student behavior. That's destroying school property. She's worried about getting expelled?
I mean, probably should have been expelled for this one.
It's not even Hermione Granger behavior. It is just a deus ex machina.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
It's a creature's most foul.
You're not that far off. It's most macabre monstrosities.
Oh, man. Wow. Pretty close.
Yeah.
Most macabre monstrosities.
The multiple choices were Hogwarts of History, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and Tales of Beedle the Bard.
Okay.
To be fair, Ben did write.
I did write. Well, also to be fair, inside of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, right?
The basilisk is in
the basilisk
book. The
basilisk
is
in there.
Ooh. Yikes.
Oh, man. It would have been nuts if I just opened right to it.
We love it when that happens.
Hang on.
Consulting the library.
Doing proper
right here. There.
Right
boom.
There.
They should all know
that's
it anyway.
Pretty.
Honorary Ben point.
That's a year one
it's
book,
a little brownie,
people.
Little brownie point for you, Ben.
Thanks.
Walks. Question 7. What two things does Hermione say the Amortentia in Slughorn's class smells like to her?
Okay.
I just watched this clip for the video that I'm editing, and I couldn't tell you.
You put that in there. I was like, oh, crap. They're thinking about it.
Okay, wait, two things?
There are two things, yes.
Okay.
She cuts herself off before she says
before
the
third
she
thing.
Says
Ron.
Yeah. Ron,
wait. That was later confirmed by the author.
An axe body spray.
Dude.
Ron's hair specifically.
Were you were Phoenix axe body spray.
That was,
back
yeah,
in the
back
day.
In back in there those high school days.
Some big Phoenix axe body. I was Kilo.
I was Kilo.
You were Kilo?
Yeah.
You were Kilo
I was
too?
Kilo.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah, it was the green can, which is it wasn't even the scent, it was the color of the can.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was the Phoenix for some reason was blue.
Yeah.
And
it
not
was
red.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Oh yeah, I couldn't tell you what any of these things actually smell like.
Yeah.
I'd know them if I smelt them, but yeah. I think those scents are lost to time.
Yes, yes. Okay, we ready?
Yeah.
Speaking of scents, 3, 2, 1.
Said a parchment and freshly mown grass. Said the same.
Freshly mown grass and new parchment.
Yay!
I will give a special cat brownie point to the person who can tell me what this wrong answer is a reference to. The first person that can tell me. Peppermint and pipe tobacco. Do you all know it?
That feels like a Lockhart quote.
It's not from anything Harry Potter related.
It's peppermint pipe tobacco.
Oh, it's
peppermint
a...
and pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
It is the parent trap.
The parent trap!
It's what her grandfather smells like.
Yeah.
Right.
It is indeed. You just watched The Parent Trap? Yeah.
We just talked about it this past week, too.
Well,
that's what made me think of it, to write it for the wrong answer.
Me and Beth dressed up as...
That's right.
Nick and the wrong girl.
Yeah.
So by just watch it, you mean at Halloween?
No, at Christmas.
Oh.
It was a Name a More Iconic Duo party.
Nice.
For Christmas.
Nice.
Image
That's
here?
Pretty fun.
Hmm? Put an image here?
Picture.
Picture here.
Aren't we amazing?
There you go.
Nick Parker? That was me.
With the wrong girl.
Yeah.
Your wife?
The one he didn't marry.
The one
with
the
Evian
marry.
Bottle. This is what made me think of it, because we were talking
Not
about
so
it.
I know.
Evian
I just
bottle.
Think it's funny that...
Right up full circle.
Jonathan's wife, Beth, dressed up as the wrong woman.
Yeah.
It was her idea.
Which she could have looked exactly like the right one, too. She is also, like, have short hair and it's blonde.
She nailed it.
He has a type.
Alrighty. Question 8. What did Hermione change her parents' names to when she modified their memories?
Oh, no. Is it this on the nose? No, I don't think it is.
Blank and blank.
Oh, I know this. I absolutely know this.
They moved to Australia.
Which now they've done.
Should we get multiple choice for this one?
We've got A, Amelia and Oliver Davies. B, Isla and Archie Robinson. C, Monica and Wendell Wilkins. D, Sophia and Charles Armstrong.
Okay. It rang a bell.
Wow, I don't know this.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Fake
okay.
fan.
Are we ready, kids?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Monica and Wendell.
Correct.
Boom.
Monica and Wendell was Wilkins.
I was like, I don't know. I thought Wanda at first, and I was like, that's way too on the nose.
I can tell you right now that 1,000 guesses would not have gotten me to Wendell.
It's Wanda and Cosmo Turner.
Yeah, I should have put that.
That would have been great. I think it was Wanda Monica.
Yeah,
because it's Wendell. I was combining Wendell and Monica. Yeah. Wanica.
Oh, Wendell Wilkins is a great name.
Yeah, Wendell Wilkins.
Wendell Wilkins.
I think I must normally get question 8 wrong.
Yeah.
Because I feel like so often when I do this, it's to go and sulk.
Yeah.
But on this particular occasion, it's just to go celebrate.
Just celebrate.
Good times. I'll see you later, guys.
See ya.
Hey guys, Ben here. As ever, welcome to the Scenic Route, where today I thought we could just slow things down a little bit. Take a breather from the quiz and all the stressors of the outside world. It's just us and a neat little candle. Its flame, a miniature dancer, gracefully swaying and flickering, casting a mesmerizing glow that dances across the walls. With each gentle movement, the flame whispers tales of tranquility and peace, weaving an enchanting tapestry of light and shadow. As the flame dances, it casts intricate patterns of light that seem to paint the air itself with warmth. And good news, you too can have this very candle when you head on over to wizardingcandles.com, where you can get 10% off when you subscribe. Link in the description down below.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Scenic Table. We're now ready to give a huge thank you to today's sponsor, MeUndies. Now, let me ask you this. Are you one of those people that loves canceled plans because same? What? We're not going to that party where I didn't know people and had to listen to all of their summer trips I don't care about? Oh no. But have you ever put on something so comfortable that instead of heading out to that obligatory gathering, you just knew there was no better use of your energy than plopping down on the couch with your favorite snacks and a good show and spending the evening completely inside of your own cocoon of comfort? Because that's MeUndies. Yeah, no, we can't make it. Well, I got new underwear. You understand. Y'all, I've been wearing MeUndies for years now, and there's just no superior option when it comes to comfort. But even beyond the comfort, there's also the prints, which are so fun and whimsical and get you in the mood to do nothing. Which again is the point. We are gonna get so much nothing done tonight. You know the feeling. Speaking of the best, it's not just the undies, it's all of it. Like, you love that signature fabric? Well, good news, it comes in joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. Plus, just to like add gravy on top, they use sustainably sourced materials that work with partners that care for their workers. So you really can't go wrong. Plus, you know, gravy. So remember, good things come in big packages, and at MeUndies, you can get 20% off your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/brother. That's MeUndies.com/brother for 20% off, plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Link in the description down below. Guys, if you haven't heard, our podcast, Through the Gryffindor, is going on tour. We're calling it Through the Gryffindor Tour.
Yes, we are doing like an East Coast experience starting in Boston, then New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C.
So tickets are on sale now at supercarlinbrothers.com. Hope to see you there.
And now it's time for the third Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Law Ninja and Geekbox and voted on by patrons.
No,
it's fine. I wasn't waiting on that.
I'm waiting
for them to write the names.
Law and Geek, I feel like could be an interesting duo for like a sitcom.
Law Ninja and Geekbox?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good one.
And it's just like, it's like literally like two professionals living, you know, like in an apartment in New York City together, and one's like going like the traditional like route of like being like a lawyer and totally killing it in that realm. And then Geekbox is like an online gamer with like amassing a huge following. And so they're both like, you know, one like wears the suit and one wears the sweats.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my
suits and sweats.
Suits and sweats.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we'll call the show.
Yeah.
Suits and sweats. It's even better than suits.
Oh man.
It just started raining all at once.
Literally raining on your parade.
Aww.
Man.
Yeah, it's okay. Still had an idea. Then. Yeah.
And God said no.
Alice?
That's a sign from the universe right there, popcorn culture listeners.
Alice frequently tells me that I have big Eeyore energy.
Oh. Rip.
That's what we're coming back on.
Fuzzy Eeyore.
Alrighty. Did-do-do.
Hey, cool mug, Ben.
Hey, cool mug, Ben.
Hey, super cool mug, Ben.
It's a super mug. You can get it now at carlbrothersmercantile.com.
Thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
I said all the words I wanted to say.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to steal from you.
I think you nailed it.
Thanks. 10 out of 10 delivery. It was one of a top tier wavery voice.
You know, I think if I had said it, people would have been like, they're too acclimated, you know? They're sort of like, you know, Ben says stuff like this all the time. We've heard him talk about MeUndies before, but right. Like, hearing it from Kat, you know?
Give it appreciate a go, Ben. Go ahead. Do your spiel.
What kind of spiel?
For the mug. Go ahead.
This mug is super and available at carlbrothersmercantile.com. Link in the description down below.
Wow, much I want enthuse. One.
Yeah?
Much enthuse.
I thought it was pronounced mercantile.
My apologies. Mercantile.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I don't even know where we are. Have I read the question yet?
No.
All right, great. Where does Hermione go on summer holiday between second and third year?
Between second and third year?
Betwixt.
This is like when Sirius is escaping.
So yeah. This is like one of the small handful of occasions where Hermione spends any time with her parents at
Monica
all.
Lindle.
Yeah.
Yeah, my question originally, that was the first question that I like went in to write. And I looked at it, I was going to just write, what are her parents' names? That information is not available.
It's
only
not, no.
Only the fake
only
names.
We
fake
only
names.
Know
their names are Mr. and Mrs. Granger.
Wow. Wouldn't it be so funny if that is in fact, Monica and Wendell are their real names, and Hermione just thought she was giving them fake identities because she spent her entire life at Molly and Arthur's house?
Oh, man.
Forgot her own parents' name.
Anyway, so let's see here. Okay, where does she go? What could it be?
I think this is right, but I just... Is it? Or am I confusing that?
We spent the summer...
There's only like 277 countries on Earth.
Yeah, so it's a country.
I think we can probably rule out Egypt.
It is a country.
Yeah, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
Probably not the United States.
Probably not the Mariana Trench.
Okay.
Probably not.
That's not a country. Ron and Hermione were on vacation together.
Yeah.
Just hanging out by himself.
Hanging out with Dobby.
No.
That's not Dobby.
No,
that
I was about to say, that's the wrong one.
Aunt Modge.
Yeah. That and the Ripper.
While he was living in a hotel by himself.
But like in downtown Wizard Times Square, you know? He's living it up for
not so
free.
Bad. Okay,
I mean,
ready?
Anything is better than where he was.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Austria?
I said the French Alps.
Ooh, it's France.
Oh.
So
I mean, yeah, if the French Alps are in France,
Okay, yeah. I'll give that to Ben.
All right. Was it the French Alps? We don't know.
Yeah, but it's in France.
Yes, but now it's, I guess. But that could be incorrect still.
When I called you out in the Draco quiz for always trying to argue for your answers, so many people were commenting, I hope she doesn't get fired.
What?
They were like, we can really tell that she upset Jay. I hope she's okay.
Oh.
I don't even remember.
Maybe I'm better at editing these videos than I think I am. If I'm creating actual tension.
Yeah, I can assure you this office is pretty chummy.
Pretty chummy.
Yeah.
Really
we bad. Actually all hate each other.
Actually, I just got fired. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
This is the only time the entire week that Ben and Jay actually speak to each other.
They definitely don't face each other all day long.
Right over there.
Ben works from the next town over.
It's a drive-in for these.
He's in Salem.
Where do you think he films the scenic route?
Yeah, I don't work from home. I work from elsewhere.
Yeah.
The French Alps.
The French Alps.
Wow.
Good full circle.
That would be. All right. Question 10. Other than angry letters, what did Hermione receive in her first batch of hate mail after the Witch Weekly article Harry Potter's Secret Heartache was published?
What does she receive? It is,
this?
She receives, other than...
Not just like angry letters. It's like a thing.
But
I feel like in the first week that I worked here, you guys said this thing like 12 times.
Yeah.
We said this thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like 12 times. It kept coming up. I was like,
the
man.
Number's important.
And you were like, that's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, because you just wouldn't stop.
She received a beached whale.
Oh, no.
Ben's like, no, don't bring out the beach whale. Here we go again.
Man.
You're all off my chair.
I feel like I was with the commenters on that one.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
An envelope full of booba tuber pus.
Booba tuber pus is correct.
Yes! Oh!
Booba tuber pus!
See? Yeah, you guys
just
did
like that.
Like 12
yeah. Times. So I was like, what did I sign on for?
So I was like, I don't think I like it here.
Stop saying
not
that
true.
Word.
I do like it here.
Question 11. Which number minister for magic did Hermione become?
Oh, man.
I can tell you right now
that
such
a hard question.
I don't know the answer to this.
All I can do is guess.
Do we have any idea what their term length even is?
Yeah, I don't even know if there is like a term length.
I don't think so.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Because like Fudge just gets sacked. You know? He can just be fired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the I don't know anything about British politics. Does the Prime Minister have terms?
I think so, because he has to get.
It feels like we should know.
But anyway,
Winston Churchill was Prime Minister for like a gazillion years, so I have no idea.
It was an impactful time of life, though.
Yeah, fair.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
54.
I said 107.
So big gap.
36? My favorite number has betrayed me?
Wow, Benjamin.
Yes. I didn't even think about that.
107.
I was trying to think of how long, I mean, you know, if like, how long has the Wizarding Ministry even been there?
I know, I guess not that long.
I guess not that long, yeah.
Yeah, can't be. Can't be for 30 hours. Or they just live forever and have the job for lengthy periods of time.
I guess
it would be like, yeah, less time than the United States.
I was going to say, because we have more presidents
46.
It's like, we're Americans. We don't know anything about British politics, American politics. Oh, crap.
Oh, man.
All right, question to what? No, excuse me. And now it's time for the fourth Quizmaster question of the game. This question was submitted by Tara Walker and voted on by patrons. What spell did Hermione cast in Mathilda Bagshot's house that accidentally broke Harry's wand?
How great would it have been if it was Expelliarmus?
Oh no! Not my signature spell.
That is like the most terrifying scene in the entire series.
It's so scary. I'm not even. Snakes are not one of my phobias. Spiders are more my phobias, but that scene probably scares me more than the Aragog scene.
For what it's worth, Kat, if you ever come across a giant snake with human-like intelligence,
fair,
you should be afraid of it.
Probably.
At that point in time, I personally would scamper.
Yeah.
Slither away.
I mean, honestly, just that I had to watch this earlier to pull a clip. Just when she, like, when Bathilda just appears next to them is honestly maybe one of the most terrifying moments of the whole series.
Oh my gosh. You're so quiet. What are you doing?
She's so close.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
I'm pulling, like, I don't even know what the spell does, so. 3, 2, 1.
Bombada!
That sounds right. I said Confringo.
It's Confringo?
Oh, is it?
I'm gonna let one of these two decide if that counts.
Confringo is not Confringo.
All right.
I mean, I have to agree with Jonathan here. That is, it's so close.
It is very close. Man! You are more close than Jay was.
I thought Jay was right when he said it. I was like,
I was like, I'm pretty sure this is it.
Yeah.
Flipendo!
Flipendo!
Everything is Flipendo.
Everything is Flipendo.
Yeah.
Flipendo! The real Flipendo was the cows that we spun in the air along the way.
Exactly.
That's an actual achievement from Hogwarts Legacy.
All right, question 13. When facing the logic puzzle challenge protecting the Philosopher's Stone, which bottle did Hermione select to solve the riddle?
In which direction?
Sizular.
For Harry to go through.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking like size / shape.
Yeah, sizular or shapular.
Or shape. That was in case you asked for the multiple choice, because we have okay, both sizes so and shapes on the multiple choice.
We don't need to know like what position of mine it was. We're just looking for it.
Why do I think it's
there
a color?
There is a descriptor of it.
There's a color.
Poison will always hide on Nettlewine's left side.
Wow, there, well done.
Isn't there not enough information to figure this out? Isn't that the problem with this?
No, I think there is. I think people have reverse engineered it.
It is very long. Yeah. When I was looking, I was like, oh, I'm going to pull like a line from the thing. And then it was like this long. And I was like, that's a long riddle.
Mm. Dude, I think one of the things I actually kind of like about this, though, is I think it speaks to how Snape's intelligence is kind of similar to Hermione's intelligence.
Yes. True, yeah.
Which is kind of neat, because it's like, for all Snape's faults, he is smart as heck.
Yeah, he's very smart.
You know, it's like if he's at least as smart as Hermione. You know?
Right. Oh.
To be fair, he is one of like the 10 people chosen to teach British kids to do magic.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
yes.
true.
Pretty high honor. But so was Gilderoy Lockhart. So.
Yeah.
He was chosen to teach Harry a lesson. Yeah. And also because just nobody else
lesson,
wanted the job.
Not the whole school of many lessons.
It's so funny because when you think about your parents hiring somebody to teach you a lesson, it doesn't feel like Gilderoy Lockhart is that person.
Man, if my parents hired somebody to teach me a lesson and Kenneth Branagh showed up, I would be jazzed.
I would be thrilled.
I can't think, based on what you told me, I feel like I...
Jonathan, have you written down something?
Yeah.
He's All ready.
Right. I'm All ready, right. yo.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
The smallest bottle.
It's the smallest bottle. Yep. I'll take that, Ben.
What'd you
say? It's the small pink bottle.
If only it was in the movies.
If only it was in the movies.
I know.
But it's not. It'll be in the... You know
I'll
what?
Say, that's the one thing the series has to do.
Oh, they have to put the potions in.
Must. Yeah.
They better put the potions in. They better put the everything in the maze.
Yes.
In.
Yeah. The maze? The maze can just be a whole episode.
Yeah.
Just have the maze be like... Like, it could be like your...
I mean, you gotta think each task is gonna be an episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost certainly.
You'd hope so.
How could it not be?
Right?
Yeah.
Question 14. What NEWT level charm is Terry Boot impressed Hermione can do?
Ready?
Got it.
1, 2, 3.
Protean.
Protean
charm is correct.
Bam. That's NEWT standard.
Why'd you Ravenclaw? Terry Boot, so easily impressed.
So because easily she's a main character.
Alrighty. And now it's time for the fifth and final Quizmaster question of the game.
Air horn noise.
Oh, we did that the exact same cadence.
We're so good.
That was good. And it was like slowed down a little bit too. That was nice. That was good. Alright. This question was submitted by Ferocious Pop-Tart. One of my favorite names of all of our Quizmasters. And voted on by patrons.
One of my favorite names of any of our Quizmasters.
What kind of quill does Hermione buy in their fifth year at Hogsmeade?
In their fifth year?
Yeah.
At Hogsmeade.
Yes. I didn't look this up, so I'm hoping it's correct.
Scriven shafts.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well, that's the quill store.
Is it?
I guess I see what you're going for.
We're looking more for a description than a brand, if that helps.
No,
no.
I'm with Jay here.
Okay. I'm not. So
wait, are you stuck or are you hoping?
I'm deciding between two things, and I think I've got it. But
I think Jay thinks it's a trick question.
It's pretty straightforward, I think.
Okay, then I'm settled in.
I don't know how this could have been a trick question. I'm so sorry.
I'll explain to you.
Okay, great.
I'm curious if we're on the same wavelength or not.
I'm on Ben's wavelength right now, I think.
Do I remember?
Me and Ethan are having a whole different conversation.
Ben's got probably a bird question.
Most likely.
Birds have feathers, right?
Porcupine?
That is a quill.
Yeah.
What is a quill?
Dinosaur?
I'm trying to think, because I feel like I know like when I read it, I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Like I'm not like thrown off by they refer to like budgeries, you know, which is like a parakeet or something like that.
Sure, yeah.
But like, I don't know. I wouldn't know what that was just by hearing the word. I would know parakeet if it said parakeet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it's not like it's like A Switch dongle.
Doesn't Lockhart have like a peacock quill?
Yes, he does. Why would he not? All right, we ready?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Eagle.
I said eagle too.
The answer I was given was black and gold.
Oh, a black and gold quill?
Yes.
A black and gold?
What does that even mean?
Is she just like, I feel like she's like absentmindedly shopping and she's just like, oh, this is nice. I'll grab one of these.
Right.
I didn't fact check this one. Okay. I'm sorry.
So I was thinking there is a time when she is looking. I think Hermione also enjoys sugar quills, which is what I was thinking. So I was thinking maybe the answer was sugar quill. Honey Dukes was the other store.
Gotcha.
That would have been a clever question.
That would have been a very clever question. Yeah. That is not the one that we got.
Man. So does that mean I lost by 1 point?
No, you tied.
We tied?
Oh, did we?
I think so.
She buys an eagle feather quill for Harry for Christmas in his second year.
There it is.
The black and gold is a pheasant feather quill.
Of course.
From Scrimmageasts.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
There it is. All right.
The thing I was struggling with was almost like it feels like incorrect to me to collect eagle feathers for some reason. I was like,
I think the reason is because in America that would be super illegal.
Yeah.
Because of bald eagles.
Is it illegal in America to have an eagle feather?
I don't know, but certainly if you were like harvesting them or something.
If you were harvesting.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Okay.
But I think you want the feather to just kind of fall out of the bird anyway for quill purposes.
Boy, I know nothing about how real quills work.
I learned this at like Colonial Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm. Hey, quill camp.
Quill camp?
My parents were teaching me a lesson.
I worked at a hotel.
I was working at Colonial Williamsburg.
What's that?
Quilligraphy camp.
Quilligraphy.
Oh, that's exactly what it was called.
That's really good.
Quilligraphy.
That's our next live event.
Yeah.
But it's only pointy if you don't like yoink it out, if I remember correctly.
That makes sense.
It must be kind of molted.
Molted. Next week's video is going to be the anatomy of
Pheasants.
There you go.
Great.
Fantastic quills and where to find them.
And now we need to give a huge thank you to these quizmasters who support us over on Patreon.
Yeah, huge shout out to Amanda B, Tara Walker, Sarah Makiyama, Law Ninja, Erica Stokes, Haley Wright, Geekbox, and Ferocious Pop-Tart.
If you too would like to try to stump us in a future episode of Jay vs. Ben, you can do so by heading on over to patreon.com/supercarlinbrothers and selecting the quizmasters tier.
Thanks again to all of our quizmasters over on Patreon.
Guys, as always, be sure to let us know how you did in the towel section down below.
And don't forget, we are going on tour with our podcast through the Gryffindor. Tickets are on sale now. There's a link in the description down below. But otherwise, until next time, bye!